Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Did you hear about the big asteroid that was heading to Earth in 1998?
I didn't.
Apparently, it got really mad because back on its home planet, the dogs shat on the bed.
Oh, no.
And then it flew to Earth and it was called Depp Impact.
I'm glad you said that because when we started this movie, you wrote Depp Impact.
I did.
And we put us down a very interesting wormhole of yes. Depp Impact.
I've changed it now to Deep Impact, but...
What?
It's it made for an interest. I wrote it down and literally just started bursting out laughing because I couldn't believe I wrote Depp Impact. But you know what? As a girl growing up, probably a bit before 1998, I wouldn't have mind a bit of Depp Impact.
I thought you had Depp Impact.
I had Impact first. I had Deep Impact. Impact. As if, like, I was constipated really badly.
Oh, compact.
And then it changed to being pounded by Johnny Depp.
Well, okay. Well, okay, fair enough. I wrote Depp Impact. What if this movie was called Depp Impact? So maybe we should say the real name of the movie.
So the movie is Deep Impact. And more important, this is Scriptical.
Oh, yes.
A podcast about the what-ifs of movies.
That's correct. That's what we do.
I know, right?
But we don't usually have an intro properly.
No, we don't. But I thought I'd do that because we started so loose.
Well, who cares?
I talked about being impacted by Johnny Depp, so it's fairly loose.
It was pretty deep as well.
Oh, I wish. That's what she said.
And your name is?
Well, you said my name already.
I said your name, didn't I?
And I said your name. So we've introduced ourselves. It's Lisa and David.
Yeah.
It's like the movie show. Yeah, we know our names. They know our names.
I hope they do.
They should, because we said them at the start of the podcast. And we're going to apologize in advance because David's yawning and I'm going to start yawning. There I go.
Oh, it is. We had daylight savings. This tells you where we are. We're in the southern hemisphere of the earth. We just changed back to not daylight savings. And we decided that we would watch The Mayor of Easttown, like four episodes of
until
it.
Until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. That's pretty clever. And then this is now nighttime the next day.
Yeah.
And we're quite tired, but...
This is 40.
That's right.
But we're doing this for you.
We watched Deep Impact today. We just finished watching it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I burped.
Yeah, and then David played with his burp on Audacity.
Yeah, that's right.
It was good.
That's everything that's happened.
Yes. So there's the replay of our lives, but this movie is a 1998 movie, and this movie was chosen for this particular week. Because this was the first movie that David and I went to the movies together and saw.
It is.
And he ate my face.
Well, not in eat your face.
No.
What was the line that you said to me?
No, we're not sharing that.
You said.
No, we're not sharing that.
I know what you said.
I know you know
and
what I said.
You challenged me to kiss you.
Yes.
You basically threw down the gauntlet. And I went, I'm kissing this woman.
That's right.
And girl.
There was so much tongue.
How old were you? 17?
18.
In 1998? No.
Oh, no, it was before school had finished. No.
You were 17.
17, yes, that's right. You took me out for my 18th birthday.
That's right.
Yes.
I took you out for your 18th birthday in 1999.
Yeah, you were 18 and I was 17. Technically,
that's right.
You did it with a minor.
Well, I didn't do it. I just kissed you.
You kissed a minor, you perv.
Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry.
Mm.
So, while Lisa drinks...
Incredibly thirsty. Sorry, guys. I had some ice cream. So, this movie had a budget
about $4.50.
$75 to $80 million. There was two brackets for some reason. I don't know why it was two budgets. The box office. Would you like to hazard?
Yes. $465 million.
Well, a tad too high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a tad too high.
No, this one didn't as good.
No, so it was $349.5 million. So just under.
I always go under. So
just
I thought I'd go
shy
over for once.
Of $350 million.
We should check up what this one did and what Armageddon did.
Yes,
because this is the late '90s, early 2000s example of two movies made in the same year that had almost exactly the same idea and plot.
Yep,
and. They competed with each other. Armageddon, I don't know if it went any better than this.
I don't know. A fun fact about it, actually, is the fact that there's the line where the president says, life will go on,
mm-hmm.
we will prevail. But he also goes to add, this is not Armageddon. Mm. And then they realized what was being released at the same time. So they cut that out.
They cut that.
Although I kind of wish they'd left it in.
I wish they left it in. It'd be funny.
I know. Obviously not. Ticket this says Deep Impact.
It's not Armageddon.
No, this is
just
not.
Just in case you wanted to know.
I know. Also, this was loosely based on a real life event where after a discovery of an asteroid, the astronomer died in an accident. So it happened to Eugene Shoemaker in Australia. It was the Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet, which collided with Jupiter in 1994.
Yeah, we all know about the Shoemaker-Levy.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Haven't heard of that one before?
No, 1994, no. I think I was too concerned with stuff going on in Iraq. That's where my probably, because that happened around that time.
That was earlier, but yeah. Iraq was like 1994.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that was when I was a little kid, yeah. But yeah,
the Shoemaker-Levy one.
That was actually the year after my dad died.
It hit Jupiter, it didn't hit Earth. So
yeah, I was oblivious to that.
Yeah.
So yes, now
too busy watching Dumb and Dumber.
Probably. So the cast in this movie, I was going to say the staff. We got Robert Duvall. We got Elijah Wood. I bet he would. We got Tia Leone. We got Maximilian Schell. We got Vanessa Redgrave. We've got James Cromwell, Laura Innes, Richard Schiff. Alexander Bowler. We've got Doug Grace.
Say that one again.
Bowler. B-A-L-U-E-R. Ballier, yeah. Probably. Doug Gray Scott. Morgan Freeman, of course.
What?
Yep, or God, as he's lesser known. Lily Sobieski. Yep. She's the girl, his girlfriend.
That's Jennifer.
John Favreau.
Yep, we all know John Favreau.
Yeah. Mary McCormick. Ron Ellard, from I know him from Drop Dead Fred, Blair Underwood and Kurtwood Smith, who constantly kept telling people to put a foot up his ass, put his foot.
I hope he didn't tell them that.
Put his foot up their ass.
Keep calling him dumbass.
Dumbass.
You dumbass.
What did I tell you about being an astronaut? I'm not good at it. Exactly. So I couldn't find much trivia for this movie, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, so I suppose.
We can just dive right into this one. We could get deep into the asteroid.
We'll go deep impact on it.
Yeah.
We'll come straight at it.
So this asteroid was obviously a female because they were able to go inside the asteroid.
Oh, no, they had to drill holes into it.
But that's not where the hole came from, not from the drilling.
Yeah, that's what happened.
They blasted off the front of the thing.
Yeah, then they went in the hole that they left.
Yeah, it was a crevasse. So they took off her panties.
And they went straight in her crevasse.
Yeah, straight in the crevasse. Stop saying crevasse.
Crevasse. Straight in her crevasse.
Sounds like you're saying they went right up her ass.
Well, crevasse.
As long as our American listeners
are listening, ass for them is the same as ass for us.
That's true. Either way.
Either way, both of us are saying it wrong.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
So as I pulled the drink bottle away from my eye, it went kablunk and went plunk in my eye.
You got eyed.
I got eyed by my bottle.
The first scene is them looking up and seeing the comet/asteroid and them saying, "What?" I just said, what if he didn't see the... I said asteroid at the start, thinking of the comets. What if he didn't see the comet at that point?
Mm.
Because that leads a chain of events for them to find it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure about this, but I do believe that NASA is constantly checking the space, like the whatever.
Yes.
And can see these things coming.
Yeah.
Because, and I would imagine back in those days they probably would see it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, this kid sees it. It's like a Simpsons episode or something.
Yeah, he's at a school thing.
Yeah.
He's with a teacher and a fellow student.
And the teacher is... Oh, I know him from something.
Yeah. We know him from many things.
Oh, man. There's something he know him from.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's an older guy because he's bald in this alone from after this.
Mm.
Can't think of what it is now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I've got what if he doesn't... If he doesn't see the asteroid at the start, because he's the one that finds it, no one else looks for it. Then they send it to Professor Wolf, Dr.
There's so
Wolf.
Many what ifs just in that scene. What if it was a cloudy night?
Yeah.
What if he was sick that night?
What if they weren't looking that direction?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to find constellations or galaxies or something?
Yeah, something like that.
They're looking at things.
Yeah, they're looking at a constellation.
Mizar and Pulsar Prozac and
yeah, Hyundai.
Schumacher, Levy, 9 and whatever.
And all that jazz. What if this whole movie took place in Russia?
Yeah.
Because they have a pretty competitive space program too.
Yes, in the 90s. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Still do, don't they?
I don't know.
I feel like in...
the Chinese probably do now.
They probably have it too. I think they're the three top, because we don't really have anything.
So. No.
We'd be fucked.
Yeah, like what if it had was coming from the opposite direction? Because obviously it was visible in the night sky in the North America.
Yes.
And what if it was visible in the night sky? And so I'm assuming we checked the whole sky.
Yes.
I'm assuming the Australian astronauts, Australian scientists are looking at the sky as well.
We'll assume so.
But let's if it had come from behind us, right behind the door.
He's behind the door. He's behind the dish.
He's behind the sun.
But yeah, so there's lots of what ifs as to whether he didn't even find it.
Yeah.
So they reported it straight away.
And then they send it across. They send all the information across to Professor. It's Professor Wolf, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Now.
Oh.
Werewolves of London. Anyway, so I've got. What if he sends the email? So yes. He's trying to send an email. So he sees it, right?
Yeah.
He tries to send this email. And then I've got another one. What if the teacher, which is that guy staying there, instead of putting Leo's last name on it, what if he put his own last name on it?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's the teacher, so he's sending it to the professor.
Yeah.
What if he'd written his name on the thing?
Mm.
Then that guy would have written Wolf, whatever that guy's name is, and then that kid wouldn't have been on the shortlist later in the movie.
Yes.
It would have been that teacher would have been on the shortlist later in that movie.
Yeah.
So that character would have been inconsequential.
Or the only thing that would change in that scenario is his parents would be dead.
Yes. Also, he wouldn't think that he's going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't probably marry. He probably wouldn't marry the girl to try and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would probably all have left much earlier
because
they were staying because they thought they were going to get.
Yeah.
They were shortlisted.
Yeah.
So none of that would have happened.
No.
They would have probably left heaps earlier. Who knows?
He wouldn't have gone off with the girl on the bike.
A lot of stuff would have changed if he didn't. If that guy had just decided to write Wolf instead of Wolf Beater of Housen or whatever the hell it was.
It'd be good if the other guy's name was Creek.
Yes, so Wolf Creek.
So the asteroid could be called Wolf Creek would be quite good.
Oh, man, Wolf Creek.
And also, what if he just called, because he's trying to call somebody.
He's trying to call and driving. So yeah. I've got, the dude has months, possibly years, before he needs to do it. Why doesn't he just drive slower or wait till the morning and drive over there?
Or if it's so important, then you sit there on the phone and you try and make it. You don't try and make it. I also said, what if he had a hands-free kit for his car?
Yeah.
But, I mean, technically, he wasn't the source of the accident. He wasn't paying attention. But I don't think much quick thinking
could have
fixed anything for what happened to him.
Also, does he really need to go and tell them that night once he finds it?
Yeah.
He basically, if his server doesn't work, they make it like it's, oh, quick, got to do it. Like, you know how long from that point there it takes to hit the fucking Earth? It's like 2 years. Yes,
but do you know how long prep is needed?
Yeah, but one more day is not going to make a difference.
No, one more day is not going to make
a difference. If he just gets on the phone and waits on hold.
Yeah.
Or waits for the server to go back up.
Do you think he had projections of how far away it was and how it was going to hit?
Yeah, it showed the orbit. He can tell from that orbit it's going to take years to get there.
Okay.
Because it's 1 year later.
Yes.
And then all that stuff happens.
It has to happen to all.
And then it's more than almost another year again. It's like so many months or something. It's like about a year and a half at least.
Mm.
He's got plenty of time.
Yeah.
One day, like that, they make it so it's like he has to get there straight away.
Yeah.
But realistically, he doesn't.
No. No, he doesn't have to.
What if the other one too? So the bit of the sort of file flies out before his car goes into a burning wreck.
Mm-hmm.
What if that doesn't happen and the car just goes into a burning wreck and they don't know?
Yeah.
He just dies.
Yeah.
And the government has less time to find out. Does the file fly out?
I thought it was destroyed and there was just delay in them finding out.
The file.
I was watching it, but I still must have missed it.
Yeah, for some reason, file just. Yeah, the little letter thing.
Yeah.
It's like someone puts a bit of fishing on it, just pulls it out.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. So
that's how they explain how they find out about it.
Yeah, and that's why they didn't know that they thought there was two scientists in that car.
Yeah.
They knew that someone had died.
Oh, I see.
And they see the letter and they see the little disc and it has Wolf whatever on it.
Yeah, so
that's why they thought it was two scientists.
Right.
So someone's found it and gone, oh, this is evidence. The police probably found it the next day when they're investigating the crash.
Yeah.
They've sent it to the authorities.
There was two bodies in
the authorities
crash.
Have opened it up. Well, the authorities don't care about the bodies. They just see, they've probably been told, the scientist died and we found this in the wreckage. They get the thing. It has two scientist names on it. They think of it. Yeah. So they think it's two people who have died.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just one.
Okay, fair enough.
But the police know it's only one, but they don't. They don't care. It doesn't really matter. Nothing matters anymore.
No.
This movie just makes me realize nothing matters.
That's right. Life does go on. What if truck drivers were more cautious on a windy road at night?
Yeah, what if they didn't drop cigarettes on their balls? Why don't they even ash their balls?
Nowadays, that wouldn't be an issue because they'd be too busy vaping.
Yes, true. And
looking like absolute wankers.
There'd be a lot of vaping.
And then we get to see the reporter's side of it.
Yes.
And she's chasing down a possible lead of a senator, someone from
it is the
government.
Yeah, it's the, what's his name? It's the, not minister, what do they call it? The secretary of the treasury.
Right.
So the guy who controls their money,
our treasurer, yep.
Yeah, so like a treasurer.
Yeah.
Right? So that's their basically thing. He's the secretary of the treasury. So you think, oh, well, that's nothing to do with what this is, but he's having to spend a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like, he doesn't agree with it, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, he thinks it's stupid and it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost proven right.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, his thing like that. So I've got the part just after that. So she's sort of desperate to get this weekend job or whatever it is, like the weekend anchor job.
Yes,
and then but the other girl, the sort of her boss, tells her to chase down this story. And then she goes to see her mum.
Yeah.
Which is just before she goes and sees the other dude.
Mm-hmm.
And when she goes, she says, oh, I've got somewhere I've got to be. I can't stay and get silly with you. And I said, what if she stays and gets silly with her mum?
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't follow this story up. Because what if she thinks this is a useless story and she gets jack of it and doesn't chase this story up?
Well, they said they were 2 months off.
Yeah, they would have waited two more months.
Yeah.
So her arc would not be in this movie.
Yes, and she wouldn't have made it onto the arc.
Yep.
She wouldn't have gotten the job that she had, and consequentially, I think a lot more people would have died.
Yeah, I think so too.
The less about it, Otis, like this, in this time period, a lot of people stayed, but I'm sure a lot of people left.
Because
it's a very concentrated area. I'm sure if you'd travelled down south to New Zealand, you would have been all right. It didn't seem to...
Well...
They didn't make comment of the fact that it damaged much else.
It wouldn't damage anything, but...
He said that the wave touched Africa and it touched Europe.
Europe, Africa, and North and South America.
Yeah.
Because in the Atlantic, right?
Yes, yeah.
So Australia would have been fine. Mm. We would have had no consequences at all.
We would have had the most gnarly waves at Bell's Beach.
Probably no.
And you wouldn't have been able to stick out there, mate.
Well, I don't know. The tides would have been weird for a while, but I don't know what else would have changed.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty much would have been the same.
Yeah. Same old, same old down here. Mm.
Could see a stick out there.
I will bring us... We do get a mention in my what ifs later on.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she talks to Babe's owner about who's he's fucking.
Yes.
And I thought, what if reporters were people?
I know.
Apparently, he thinks she's a person too.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said Babe's owner... I thought it was a woman called Babe-Zona.
Babe-Zona. Babe-Zona. It's like Rexona.
Rexona.
It's a Rexona that smells like pig.
Babe-Zona.
Babe-Zona.
Yes. What's his name again? Cromwell.
Yes. Yeah. James.
James Cromwell. Cromwell. That's right.
He sounds very delicious.
He does. Like he does sound like a meal.
Yeah. A pie or a pastry or something.
I don't want to be a pie. So then she's driving along after that interaction. And she gets basically road raged by the FBI.
Yep.
I went, what if they weren't the FBI?
Yeah. Mm. What if they were the mafia?
Yeah.
We got to make you an offer you can't refuse.
It's a different story. What if they were like, because we know that she didn't turn up to her dad's wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that because she was favouring her mum and staying with her mum. What if the dad was a mafia boss?
Yeah.
It's a different movie.
Came and put a hit out on her.
Exactly.
In the middle of all this stuff.
Mm. I remember an episode of Transformers where they were driving along and the Decepticons had vehicles for the first time.
Ooh.
And they were driving in the front and behind on the sides of them. And I don't think anyone said, you've got to be shitting me, but it was close.
I do believe, though, Homer was in the corner going, we got a great big convoy.
Also, I know you're going to say this is whatever a 90s car, but if you bash into a car, you're going to leave some fucking damage. There was no damage on the back of that
car. Like I said, these 90s car had all of the black plastic bump. You can say it slowly with me all you like. If my brain's not working, you're not helping me.
Bumper
bars.
Yes.
Where they, okay, they might
They would have
some
cracked
damage.
If you hit it that hard.
Yeah, it cracked, but it still would hold its shape.
Because can I say black does crack in
it? It does. It can crack. It can crack, but it could still hold its shape. So it could have a crack in it, but still look complete. Jesus. So I'm sure there was damage, but it didn't look like there was.
The amount that, the speed she was hit at. And the way it jolted her, it would have caused damage.
Yeah, but so she wasn't dead stop, though. She was moving, so he just nudged her. God.
Yeah, all right.
I know, but there wasn't. What if Steven Seagal had met her in that kitchen?
Yeah, I love how, okay, so they take her, they have her on, like, the turnpike or whatever it is, right? Yeah. They take her in that, they get her in a car, and they take her to...
They offer valet service,
and they take her to... A kitchen.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, they were going to get some hors d'oeuvres.
You take it to an actual kitchen that's not working. I don't
know
what's
going on.
But is
that the kitchen of the White House somewhere special?
Maybe. I don't know where it is.
Is that where they do their underground dealings in the kitchen?
Could be. They do stuff in the kitchen.
Yeah. That would make an interesting My Kitchen Rules.
I love the fact
that's where all government offices
imagine they took her to the kitchen on the ship in the siege.
Yeah. That'd be really good. I'm too old for this shit. I can't do a Steven Seagal. But
I was going to say, that's not
that.
Right.
No, I don't. He says something like that.
No, that's Danny Glover in Leave It With
Me. No, I know. A lot of people say I'm too old for this shit, but I know he says something along those lines.
I don't remember what he says. We'll have to do that movie one day, Under Siege.
Just maybe like I should do that trade, next. Because that's pedo version.
Oh, God, no. I'm not doing that. No. Siege 2. No. Okay, so while they're down in the kitchen,
yep.
What if he wanted to hold her?
Yes. Yeah. Hold me. What if they'd asked her a bit more about what she knew first?
Yeah, they give up too much way too early.
Yep.
What
she's saying Ellie.
Yeah.
And they're going E-L-E.
Yeah.
And she's like Ellie and he's going E-L-E. And
she doesn't know shit.
No one seems to tweak.
They know she doesn't know shit.
Two things.
But I believe what they've realized is not so much that she knows, but the fact that the cover story they've given has led this reporter down a path where she could possibly have found out.
Yes.
So if she's done that, how long before one of the others does the same?
Yes.
So they're kind of running out of time here and they need to do it. So I don't understand why they give her all. I suppose because they've kind of brought her into the magic kitchen.
Yes.
They need to kind of give her something for it. So they let her have the first question.
They make her parfait because everybody loves parfait.
But why the hell did they make her one of the 200,000 that gets saved as the, like, automatic?
Remember, the mum says that she's talking people through on the TV and they like to have a bit of continuity so it helps people
have
a familiar face.
I suppose that's what it is.
It will be easier for those survivors to see her face and be happy.
So they don't actually tell her anything.
No.
They just tell her that she's...
Shut up.
To shut up. You've got 48 hours.
Yeah.
And we're going to put you second. They said second row center because you said later. That's not quite right.
I thought that she was supposed to be front center.
I think second row center is actually better than front row because you're too close at the front. You can't really see properly.
It's like a stand up show.
It's like the cinemas. You know when we write the front row because your head's up like that. So
fair enough.
Middle, right?
You don't want to be in spitting range of, Obama. It's
He's not Obama.
Obama
but he...
Morgan.
He's playing Obama before Obama. And so she just knows it's Ellie. E-L-E, right?
Yep.
That's all it is. So what she does? She tries to, basically, effectively, she tries to Google it.
Yes.
Now, if it's a fucking secret, as if she's going to be able to fucking Google it, right?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to, I know it's nothing to do with that. Just say I was a reporter and I found out something about an Australian parliamentary member.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the Prime Minister takes me aside and says, I'll give you the exclusive. You've got to be quiet. It's all got to do with... And it just gives me a random word, but it's like, it's a big thing.
Mm.
There's no way it's going to be on fucking Google.
Yeah.
So why is she typing in? And she just manages to find E-L-E and manages to take her to like a thing about...
It's because he responds. She says Ellie and he says E-L-E.
Yeah, I know. But ELA could be anything else, right?
It could.
So I've got, first of all, I've got, what if she uses ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm.
And then what if ELA also meant erectile limpness execution or erotic learning education?
Whoever they are, I'm moving to them when my job, when I lose my job at my current place, that's where I'm going to.
ELA could be anything.
Mm.
It could be execution, I don't know.
Electronic levitation exercises.
Yeah. It could be about a special tank or something that they don't want anyone to know about
yet.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anything to do with what she looks up.
Yeah.
Makes no sense that she looks for that.
Yeah. What if they'd known sooner? Sorry, no. What if she wasn't rattled before the meeting? She was rattled when she was meeting her dad because she had that meeting with the government first.
Yes.
I'd like to see her reaction.
If she wasn't rattled, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon she just would be fake nice and that would be it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, but still, like, oh my God.
Mm.
How does she, it's played like she finds out just by knowing what ELA is.
Yeah.
And she's going, as if, they need to give more information. For me, they need to give more there so that it kind of almost gives it away.
Yeah.
But they can't give too much because she has to, once he gives the thing, she has to act rattled again because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Her, Tia Leone, throughout this whole movie, her one state is rattled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what she does the whole time.
Yeah, she is.
Out of her depth, rattled.
Yeah.
That's basically what she's playing
the whole movie. That's her VV effect.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she does.
So, so she has to be rattled by the event, but not know enough, because when the president says what it is, she has to be rattled again.
Mm.
So it kind of works, but doesn't really.
Just trying to gauge the timeline of all this too. So I thought, what if they'd known sooner to act? So this is a year later, they're having this press conference. He said 8 months ago they started prep.
Yeah.
So they did nothing for 4 months.
Yeah. They probably planned.
Or did it take 4 months for that to tell the professor and for the professor's letter to get to the White House?
Maybe.
Like what happened in that 4 month period?
I think it means preparations for building the thing they're gonna build. Yeah, so I'm assuming they did plans. I'm assuming they had some meetings, they tried to figure out which way was the best way of going about it. We know from a lot of these movies that like these disaster movies are quite funny in the late '90s, because a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always like a plan. And the plan always doesn't quite work, but works just enough.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm going to say about it later, but there's some other ways of dealing with this that they didn't do. And you think that if the world is going to end, they would have just tried everything,
mm-hmm.
not just one thing.
Yes.
They're putting everything on one thing at this
point. No, well, they have other plans. They do secondary the missiles plan, or whatever, but that was shit.
We're not going
to. They might as well shot fireworks up at Kahoot.
Yeah, like, I'll put another plan to it later, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll put another plan on this later and we'll see. But I've also got, what if other countries found out first?
Mm.
So what if it wasn't found in America first? Because you know what? This is an American movie that basically just posits that Americans are the only ones can do anything and Russians will help a little bit.
Yeah.
That's basically it. It's all up to the Americans to save the world. You would think that the whole of the world would be contributing. And they would probably gone to the rest of the world, not spend a whole fucking year trying to do it themselves.
Well, they allude to the fact that they used...
The Russians helped them.
Yes, the Russians helped them.
And that's it.
One of their astronauts is a cosmonaut.
Yes.
They used some of the Russians' base and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they used the Russian...
Yeah, but that was it.
But that's it, just those two countries, right?
No one else.
Now, in the 90s, bear in mind the 90s, probably not a lot of other countries are into space exploration.
Yeah.
But you would think that they would perhaps be able to contribute in some way.
Yes.
And it would be, if they had looked at it, if they spent 4 months looking at it, going, is this true? Yes, it is. Double check. It's going to hit us. Let's maybe not tell everyone in the world, but let's maybe invite the leaders of all the countries, because they have meetings all the time, who could possibly help them, and show them the information and say, we need to work together on this.
It's a very American-centric movie too, and the fact that they didn't, like in other of these disaster movies, every now and then you'll get a shot of Australia, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge or the Opera House or whatever. You'll get different landmarks of different countries. Usually it's the Eiffel Tower in Paris and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Sorry, in France.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
Parliament.
Parliament. But there was none of that in this movie at all.
No, it's all about America. It was lots
of shots of New York, like in that square that they have.
Yeah.
And those iconic places. Yeah, it's we don't exist.
No.
When they mention what it does to neighbouring countries like Europe and and Africa and
it's whatever, quickly mentioned right at the end.
It feels like they just got to chuck this in because we're being too eccentric for ourselves.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah. Then we meet the Messiah team in my next one.
Yeah.
Go. And I thought, what if the generational divide in this Messiah team was worse? They're all against the old guy. He can't do squat. So he landed on the moon. Boo-hoo. Oh, and then he says to him, he goes, just because, you know, your simulation is nothing. And they seem to get along okay. I feel like that would have created more of a problem. Yeah,
but they needed it not to create a problem because they needed to be a team later on. That's right,
yeah. Is that a spaceship? No, it's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
I knew you were going to say it because...
couldn't help it.
As soon as it said Messiah. So, I like a guy running around in the news desk going, where the hell is science? Americans can't find it, can they?
No. They've been off, like, every now and then we help them.
Yeah.
So.
They're not sure what science is.
No.
STEM. Where is science?
Why do I want to talk about the thing of a plant? I don't understand. Just give me a gun and I'll shoot that science.
Also, what if the president could freeze prices and wages?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's actually allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to do that.
I'm sure he's not
allowed to do that. Well, he could say whatever he wants. It doesn't stop people from doing it.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to enforce martial law, I don't see how they're going to enforce it.
I remember.
It feels like COVID all over again.
Back in the... Yeah, see, I remember back in the very, very old... In the 90s, on Australian TV, I think it might have been Full Frontal, not Fast Forward. There was a sketch show. And I remember there was a certain sketch, like a reoccurring sketch, and it was making fun of a certain government agency that I'm going to say in a sec, and it was making them out like they were like the FBI, like really, you know, all that. And the authority was called the Prices Surveillance Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like guys running around and someone busting in and going, that thing's 20 cents more than it should be. So I'm just imagining, as you say, I'm going to freeze prices. I'm just imagining these people like busting into convenience stores and checking the stock level and checking the stock prices.
Price line.
What if you put something on sale? He goes, I'm freezing prices. And someone goes, I want a bargain. Sorry, no, president's freezes the price.
The price of milk today is going to be the price of milk tomorrow.
Exactly.
But don't ask me about next week. I can't tell you that.
No, I can't. Well, who knows? Yeah. And what happens if there's, like, that means the inflation's... stopped. Yeah. There's no inflation now.
No.
For like a whole year.
Yeah.
So everyone's wages are freezed.
Yes.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Which means that people with assets are fucked. Companies are fucked.
I have a feeling that people with assets were fucked anyway because everything was destroyed.
I know, but what happened if the plan had worked, right?
Yeah.
And there was no influence at all. Because obviously the plan doesn't work perfectly, it works a little bit. But if it had worked perfectly, right? That means that a whole bunch of companies would not be able to raise their prices for a whole year. They would be suing the government.
Yeah, absolutely.
For, you know,
restraint
of their trade and all sorts of stuff like that. I don't think the president can do what he can do.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think these words think what they think it means.
Although he's God, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's God, yes, but not as a president.
If he was who he claimed he would be, then why can't he just get Jim Carrey to pull the asteroid closer, do some stuff to it, and then send it out in the other direction?
And now I've written...
No, he wasn't listening to that, folks.
No, I didn't. I'll listen later when I'm listening back. I was trying to find this bit.
He's reading his notes again.
So there's something they get wrong. This is all the same speech thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, if they get that wrong, how can they trust them with the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, they get something wrong. They were wrong about something. Fuck, I can't remember where I was now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... something is not right with it. And he's still telling them the plan.
Yeah.
While he said, we didn't get this, we didn't know about, like, we didn't work this out or something, right?
Yeah.
How is anyone trusting their plan if they can't fucking get everything right? Like, you can't admit to being wrong about something.
I don't think everyone's trusting their plan, but at the end of the day, that's the plan they have to go with because
it's the plan.
Because, again, it is an unprecedented event. And they're doing the best that they can because it's the first time an asteroid of this magnitude has come towards the Earth, so they have to do whatever they can. Then I went to the bit where they're loading the nukes onto the spaceship
They're floating around and they're loading it. And she bumps the nuke on the side of the loading tube.
Yeah.
And I went, what if it had gone off?
Yeah, and they blew up while they're sitting on the thing. Yep. So I think there's a one scene in between that, because there's a scene where it's at the high school, like in the high school hall.
Yeah.
And Leo is there and he's talking. Oh, he's having whatever, a press
conference, yeah.
And a kid gets up and says, you're going to get a lot more sex. And I went, what if the teacher wanted a lot more sex?
Yeah.
Because what if it was named after it him? It
should have been him, yeah.
He might have been standing up there. And what if that kid had got up and going, you're going to get a lot more sex to his teacher?
I mean, I'm kind of grateful to someone who finds an asteroid early, but...
But I'm not fucking him.
No, I'm not fucking him. No, thanks. Thanks for bringing that attention to me, because I'm desperate and I need to fuck something. No.
I love the daughter, like his little sister.
Yeah.
Looks back and he's shocked, right? And the mum's like, hand movements. And yeah. I'm like, it's just weird.
I love the fact that all the girl of his yes. object of his affection.
Yes.
They're all whispering into her ears and she's just laughing maniacally.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, eh?
Yeah. Start lubing up, bitch.
That's why she's laughing.
You better take it in the ass.
Oh, God.
I wish we could go back now and just fill those in with different
things. I think he will fill her in with all different things.
That's what she said.
Okay, back to the spaceship.
Sorry, that's just the sounds they make in space.
Oh, yeah. So they're doing the whole spacewalky thing. And then before that, when they
have a dog on board? Spacewalkies.
Spacewalkies. Wookies. Wookies. Spacewalkies. Glad our dog's deaf, because otherwise she'd be here.
The other one doesn't seem to give a shit.
She doesn't care. No. So when they take off, what if the shuttle explodes?
Yes, I had that too. Then the next one, what if landing on a travelling asteroid was the same as landing on a spinning moon?
Yeah. I would imagine the moon is moving and the asteroid is moving, but at different speeds.
Also different directions, not spinning. Spinning and forward trajectory, I feel, are two different things.
Yeah. Look, okay. So this thing is going through space and spinning. The moon is also going through space and spinning, but not spinning quite as much as this thing is.
No, and there is also a lot of shit coming off
this thing. I don't know how big this thing is. They say it's like 7 miles or something like that, but maybe its rotation is actually not that fast.
It doesn't even look like it's rotating. It just looks like it's projectile vomiting outside.
Yeah. Well, they said it's 14 hours. It's 7 hours on the dark side, right?
Yeah.
And then Pink Floyd got up there and said, see you on the dark side of the comet.
We can't do a concert that long. We're old.
Anyway, Pink Floyd. So we're Pink and we're Floyd. Pink. Anyway,
we're old and so am I.
If it's 14 hours to spin around and it's only 7 miles in diameter, the moon is like many more than 7 miles in diameter. And it does also, does the moon spin?
The moon rotates, yeah.
Rotate. It always faces the same way to us.
Oh, that's right. So it stays.
So it's not really rotating, is it?
Okay, no, because there's always a dark side of the moon.
It's pretty flat. So pretty much it's not moving. But
did you say the Earth is flat?
No, the moon is flat. I didn't mean flat. Fuck.
Stationary?
Yes.
Like fizzy drinks.
It's stationary. Flat. It's flat, not fizzy. That way.
I understood.
Oh, my God. Oh,
don't start that controversy. Oh, shit. The moon is flat.
I once worked with a guy who thought the moon was a disc.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not going to go into that. Anyway, the moon is not rotating.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically keeping the same face towards us the whole hot time, right? So as it's moving, it's not really, like, you can just land on one part and it's not going to move away from you.
Mm.
But I got to say that the asteroid's not moving that quickly either.
Mm.
It's moving quickly in the direction it's moving. But that, once they kind of come up alongside it, it should basically just be like drop down into it.
Yes.
But they try and come in through the tail.
Yeah.
It's like trying to worm your dog.
Yes, through its anus.
Through its anus. Like that. You're trying to go down through you're trying to chase something.
Yeah.
And then imagine your dog's had curry.
A suppository whilst they're taking a shit.
Imagine you just gave your dog a bunch of chili.
Yeah.
And he's got an upset stomach and you're trying to chase it round
to
grab it by its butthole.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they've done.
Yeah, it's weird.
You think you could come in from the side.
Mm. Did you hear the conspiracy theories about bees on the moon?
Bees on the moon?
Yeah. So basically the moon is a giant hive.
God's sake. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They're called honeymooners. Oh, Jesus Christ. Those people.
Insert weird thing here. I'm going to get a little, when this episode plays, I'm going to get a little screenshot of 35 minutes and 52 seconds, and you're going to say, this is... just to let you all know that when Lisa and I listen back to it, because we're getting up towards, we're getting close to 100 episodes.
Oh, dear Lord.
And sometime maybe at 100 episodes, we're thinking to ourselves, I'm thinking that we might do like
a best of.
Like a little best of thing.
Yeah, which is snippets of our best
Lisa sends bits. Me snippets each time she listens.
I send
I guarantee you there'll be one of that.
Now, look, that's not one of my best moments, let's be real.
No, it's not. It's not. One of your worst moments, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
It's but I guarantee it'll be there.
It's not
now.
As good as Depp Impact.
That's going to be
that's
in there.
Probably right up there.
Depp Impact is in there. Okay, so Shell Explodes. If they don't go through the comet's tail. So I feel like, okay, so as a comet's going through, it's like ice and rock and stuff going around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of creates this tail. So you'd feel that if you match the speed of the comet, because they're coming up next to it, they've got to actually go faster than it if they're going up through the tail, right? Mm-hmm. So if they can come in and they can match the speed of it, surely matching the speed and then slowly descending while going at the same speed as the comet is going to be a lot better than trying to come from the back and go through. And like I said to you, if only they had Anakin Skywalker piloting that, that would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Robert Duvall does a pretty good job, yes. But he's no Anakin Skywalker.
No, he's not. Also, what if they... So they start drilling into the rock is my next one.
That's what she said.
Indeed. Poor Dwayne.
So their idea is to drill 4 nukes into the rock.
Yeah.
Now, what if they drilled all 8 nukes into the rock?
Yes. Why are they carrying 4? Why are they carrying 8 when they only need 4?
In case maybe 4 for backups? I don't know. Maybe it's like a battery backup.
In case the nukes fail.
Well, they do
at that
fail,
point,
but yeah, they're done.
Yeah, it's not that they don't. It's not that they fail. It's just that they're not deep enough.
Okay, so
because they for some reason haven't foreseen this rock to be hard.
I'm assuming that at some point in the future we may do the movie Armageddon. But yes. I'm going to say this right now.
Because I was going to make the joke. Maybe they should have got rock drillers to do it.
Fucking hell! This movie and Armageddon are the same fucking movie at this point.
Yeah,
but these guys—they sent astronauts this time,
mm-hmm.
and the astronauts. Look, what they would do is some scientist, some geologist would have looked at that rock, analysed what it's made from, and said, you've got to drill down this far. Now, they've created a special drill, and they're going down 100 metres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing is 7 miles diameter, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, a mile is like 1.6 kilometres,
that's
right?
That's correct.
So, that's 1,600. So, they're going 1/16th into the face on one side,
mm-hmm.
and they think that's going to do something.
Yeah.
They would have been better off to, if they couldn't drill that far, to perhaps make sure that they could do it, but go down, drill 2 in, pull back out, blow that up to try and expose the core as best they could, then go into that hole and drill again. That would have made more sense.
Well, I know that they get stuck on the side, which does some damage to the ship, but you can only imagine that doing that, their ship would sustain some sort of damage.
Yeah, maybe.
Trying to do a second attempt would be impossible. And they're not trying to break it open and break it apart into a million pieces. They're simply trying to chuck it off
its trajectory. They're trying to nudge it.
Yeah, they're trying to chuck it into a different direction.
But they don't nudge it.
No, they don't.
They don't do it. Basically, they're breaking into two pieces. Now, when they do break into two pieces, I know we haven't got quite there yet.
They should have inserted a giant rudder on it.
So if you have something like that big and then you break a piece of it off like that, surely the bigger piece would have gone that way. So that way. It's not helping you who are audio medium.
No, absolutely. But you know what I mean? It would have gone away from the piece being broken off.
Yeah, it would have shifted it to the side, which would have changed its trajectory, which means that the big one probably would have missed.
Yeah.
So why are they both now still working? Unless what they did is they blew the front of it off.
Yes, which basically just got pushed in front of it. So it created a delay in
yeah.
That one's going to hit sooner and there's going to be a bigger delay.
This is why I'm saying that they should have gone to one side. They should have worked out which side was the issue. I suppose it's spinning.
I was also confused that they were behind it to get to the asteroid and then all of a sudden they drove in front of it.
And then they were in front of it and behind it. And
it was very weird.
It didn't make any sense. No. That's basically what happened. Okay, So they go to drill, and they drill down, and one of them gets stuck, and so they end up being there longer than they should. Now, what if they had just left the three in, got out of there, blown them up, and then just seen how much would have happened, right?
Yes.
Because if they'd just done three, I'm sure it would have been about the same. They would have broken it into a piece, broke a piece off it. But they would have had four nukes still. They would have had a commander who still could see.
Yes.
And
they wouldn't have lost someone.
They wouldn't have lost as much. They lost a bunch of fuel.
Yes.
Right?
And a person. By doing
that burn. Yeah, and a person. They lost the medical guy.
Yeah.
Now, if they had just gone, all right, too late, get back here, we're going to pull back and we're going to wait, because you know how long this thing has? This thing has months to go still.
Yes.
They could pull back and have one more attempt.
Yeah.
They could blow what they've done, and it might have blown it up a little bit, and they would have had one more attempt. They would still have the fuel to do the attempt.
Yeah.
And they would have had four nukes. They could have gone back down and they could have drilled in again, and it might have blown the whole thing up.
Yes. I did say that. If they just drilled in at a lesser depth and had everyone come back unscathed, then
because three of them made the
having
depth.
A full crew all working could have helped.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you think it would have been they better?
They could have made that second attempt.
What if the guy puts his visor up in time?
Yes,
so it doesn't burn him.
Yeah. What if they'd sacrificed some of the crew earlier to do it properly?
What if they just left that captain guy behind?
Yeah.
Like if he's they're saying no and they just left,
yep.
All of them got back on the ship and he just gets left behind.
Yep.
He the dies. The ship
wouldn't be damaged. They could make a ship's second not attempt. Damaged.
They could make another attempt.
That's right.
But he's doing the wrong thing. He's actually doing whatever.
Yeah. Another one, because I watch a lot of the like those what do you call them? The networks where they sell you everything.
Shopping network. Oh, the shopping network. Okay,
So what if they used one of those diamond drill bits? You know those special ones I'm talking about?
Oh, I know those diamond drill bits. Everything? Yeah.
Why didn't they use one of those?
I think they did use special drill bits. And usually
you get a buy one, get one free. So they would have had some spare. They could have got a couple.
So
enough one per hole.
I have, as you know, and I don't know if the listeners know, but I have a... Obviously, I work in the construction industry in a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen people drill.
He doesn't work on roundabouts, just in case anyone thought you do the.
Oh, no, I don't do roundabouts.
No, I do
stop signs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And give way.
I do give ways.
Yeah.
No, anyway. So I work in a related to construction industry. Yes. Well, basically, it's construction.
You are in construction, yes. Yeah,
but I don't construct things.
No.
So I have seen them try and drill into rock, right?
Yeah.
With a machine, which is like 4 ton.
Mm.
16-ton, like big machines.
Yeah.
It fucking takes a lot of effort to drill into rock.
Yes.
In fact, I've got a funny story. Here's a good story for you, right?
Yes.
So I was working at this other company, not the company I work at now, and one of the directors sent this this plan that showed that these guys had to drill in a meter, they had to go down a meter, right? And it actually, the way it was written like either they find rock... Or they drill a meter, right?
Yeah, whichever comes first.
Whichever comes first.
Like your car gets serviced. 10,000 Ks or 6 months, whichever comes first.
So he asked me, he said, oh, can you go out and do the inspection? I think they're almost done. They called me and they said they were doing the last hole. So can you go out there? Anyway, I get there and the guy is down about 500-600 mil into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using metric people because I'm Australian.
Yeah, fucking weird.
Yeah. Anyway, you can look it up if you know how far that is.
Yeah.
So basically a little bit over half a meter.
Yeah.
And this guy is there grinding on this rock, like the hardest bedrock ever. He's got his drilling guy grinding on the rock. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, it says go down a meter. I said, no, it says go down a meter or to rock. I said, when did you hit rock? Oh, like just under the surface. And I went, so we could have just, you should have just called me. Could have just put a couple of dowels in there and you wouldn't have to drill this rock. He goes, oh, we've been drilling this for about 2 hours. And I went, okay, maybe tell me next time.
Yeah.
And this was a reasonable sized machine. It took him 2 hours to go half a meter.
Yeah.
These guys are going 100 meters.
Yeah.
So obviously it's got some pretty good drilling rig.
Yeah.
And it's like on a little tanky thing. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I can't imagine how they got it on this fucking ship.
No. But the other thing they could have done is, which I have seen, is that you can drill what they call micropiles. They're very, very small. So they could have possibly drilled a very, very small pile, much, much deeper,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's the more you go, the easier it is to drill down.
That's right, yeah.
So they could have drilled massively deep micropiles into this thing. They could have pumped the, like, a explosive down into the bottom of it and then exploded that.
Yes.
Rather than a nuclear weapon, they could have exploded actual, like...
It's always nukes. Anything to do with space movies, it's always nukes. Yeah.
You know what? Surely a nuclear weapon...
the option for us.
It blows up. Yeah, fair enough. Nuclear does blow up and is a big thing, right? But I would argue that if you drilled down half a kilometre, 500 mil, and you dropped a big enough charge down there...
500 mil? That's 500 half a
kilometre.
500 metres. Fuck, I wish
kilometres
were that short.
500 metres.
Otherwise, I'd be doing so many Ks a day... Fuck. That was funny.
I said mil. I'm very sorry. 500 metres.
I know, but it's funny. That's what I'm here for. I'm so here to pick up your mistakes.
And even if you didn't blow it up completely, if you drilled enough of them, you can create like a... Like you drill them with a spacing on them.
Yeah, almost becomes a ledge.
You create this...
You create a line.
It basically would crack each piece, right? Mm. And you could basically crack it in half, mm-hmm. right? If you could crack a whole section in half,
mm-hmm.
you could do that first, move back from it, blow that piece so it cracked it open, then drop your freaking nuke down the cavern.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they think... Someone, there would have been a geologist who would have known what this rock is and would have said, this is a better way of doing it. And they would have modelled it the whole fucking time. They would have spent months modelling what they were going to do. Yes. They had 8 months to friggin' prepare.
Why don't they just cover it in plastic explosive and just boom, boom?
Could have tried that.
They could have pushed it. Why does it have to go into the rock?
Yeah. They could have just pushed off the surface. Push it off the
side. Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking that too, although I think it's so heavy that there probably isn't enough explosive. It would just sort of...
Not enough force to push it off its...
Oh,
fair enough.
...thing. I think that's what they were thinking.
Yeah, I know.
So they were thinking blow it up. Now, blowing it up is going to take more force than pushing it. I just
know that... Whatever happens in my stomach is not going to push me forward as much as if I was doing, say, a fart.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a bodily function. Although, if
what was in your stomach made you explode, then you wouldn't be a problem anymore.
I have gas in my body, but it only is act like a projectile once it's exiting my body.
Yeah, I suppose. But if you have a lot inside you...
I suppose. It causes a lot of pain.
So... I've also got, what if they, when that blows up, what if it blew into smaller pieces? So it blew into 2 pieces.
Yeah.
What if it blew into like 5 pieces?
Mm.
They were all very bad.
Mm.
Because.
So how do you differentiate which one to go for? It's quite clear. Little one, big one.
Exactly. Let's it go blew into 2 pieces, one. Little big one.
Yeah.
So if it blew into 3 pieces, right? Then there was a smaller one and there were 2 that were similar size, but both were ELEs, right? Yep. Extinction level events.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
No, or you'd be just praying to go for one and hopefully it would trajectory off the other one. Yeah, would kind of
pinball the other one or something.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think that the decision they make, because they look at it and go, this is the only chance the Earth has.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about the small one, but we can blow the bigger one up.
Yeah.
If there was, we can't do anything about the first one, but the other two, we could blow one of them up.
Yeah.
I think they're less likely to do it.
Do they know? They don't seem to know that they know that it didn't explode as they wanted.
Yeah.
But do they know that it's still on the same trajectory to Earth? They don't know that. They've had no contact with NASA.
No.
So they don't seem have to they? Know that.
I thought they did.
I didn't think they did. So I thought
no, they do have contact with NASA because they talk to their loved ones later. So and I'd say they never show you the scene.
They get close enough to Earth to talk to them to get the missile codes.
Oh, okay.
They've already made the decision that they're going to do that to save Earth.
But I think they can see that it hasn't pushed it.
It'd be amazing if it was enough for it to skim past.
Yes.
Then they interfere and knock it back into path.
That would be fucking hilarious.
They don't know any better. They don't mention anything. It just appears to be, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, true.
It's just by looking at it, I can see it's done nothing.
Oh, they're so smart.
Well, they are. They are. They're Americans. Now, you go back to Earth. And the president says that it hasn't worked and that we're going to do these systems and and we have set aside so many thousand.
Yep, the soft lime zone and all that sort of shit, right? So I've got one there. I've got, what if Australia's preparation, because you said other countries will prepare what they want. What if Australia's preparation is everyone just gets in the basement?
So he says,
we're going to do this, this, and set aside these people to protect yep. our way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would Australia set aside for spots for people to conserve our way of life?
I think we would set aside Hugh Jackman.
He doesn't live in our country. Yes, continue.
No, we'd set him aside.
Set him aside. Go over to America. Stay there. Set him aside
somewhere. Just go there. Just keep Eric going. Banner. Oh, only no. if he does no. Pointer.
Yeah. He doesn't want to talk about Pete anymore.
If he doesn't do Pointer, then no. We're not setting him aside.
No.
Who else will we set aside?
Well, it's not just
so a much... stick.
Okay. No, because I want to say that again. I don't think it's so much people. I was thinking actual careers.
Oh, what would we set aside? What people?
Yeah. So we would say.
It would be the captain of the Australian cricket side, the captain of the Australian rugby league side, and that's about it.
I thought that we'd make spots for brewers.
Brewers. Yes. Yeah.
Barbecuers.
Yep.
Comedians.
Nah, see, I don't think we care enough about comedians. What? That'd be sports people.
No.
There'd be a bunch of sports people. No,
I would rather, I think we could let some sports people
they
go.
Would dig up, they would dig up the goal, the
I think I say Bradman.
The Victorians would dig up the goal square of the MCG. That's how fucking weird they are.
Oh, yeah, actually they would. They would take a piece of earth from the
MCG. The piece
SCG.
Of the MCG.
MCG. Yeah, actually, I think that's so quite legit. Yeah, they would do things like that.
We love it when they run around and kick the ball in weird directions.
Would they save, like, the stuffed Skippy from a museum somewhere ever?
Probably. Sitting? They probably would save the spinnaker of the Australia 2.
Yeah, the Ashes little vial.
The Ashes. If we owned the Ashes at the time. Mm-hmm. Which would have been the 90s. So, yeah, we probably would have saved the Ashes.
Yeah.
Dave Benner's
wax museum. Glasses. The mannequin.
And the animals. How many freaking animals do we have to save? Like, the Americans have got flamingos for some unknown reason.
Yeah, they had flamingos. They took them from the zoo.
We would have so many freaking animals. We've got so many weird animals.
Yeah.
You can't know is... Okay.
No, we're not talking about that yet. We're not there yet.
We're saying what we're going to save, right? Australia will save animals. We'll get to the Noah's Ark.
In a way to keep our way of life. Animals aren't our way as well.
Cricket stumps.
Yeah.
Football posts.
A wheelie bin.
The Hills Hoist.
The Hills Hoist, yeah.
A Hills Hoist there. Yeah. What else is very Australian? A bunch of Vegemite.
Yeah.
Some fairy bread.
Yeast spread, for those that want to be more generic.
No, it's Vegemite. Even though it's owned by an American company, it doesn't matter. Some bonds undies, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else is Australian.
Thongs,
yes.
Yeah.
And by thongs, we mean things you wear on your feet.
On your feet. Your flippy flops.
Yes.
As some people put them. But yeah.
I think that's about it.
I was trying to think of careers, like people.
Oh, careers.
Yeah, like actual people to continue. Oh, well,
I would hope
life.
That they would save, you know, the structural engineer.
Do you think they'd like maybe accumulate six Karens to keep that?
Yeah, Karens weren't a thing in the 90s, but nowadays they would.
They would definitely do that now.
Probably someone who works at Bunnings, because you never find one of them anyway.
So we keep hearing the president talk, and I said, what if the president talking God was just to boost his future movie roles?
Oh, Bing, I've got God Believes in God.
Yeah. He goes, I don't know if you're religious, but I believe in God.
I believe in myself.
Well, duh, you played him many times.
Not till after this did he play God,
no,
by the
no.
way.
Well, that's what I said. He was securing future roles. And then Leo says that he wants to marry his girlfriend in order for them to survive.
Before you get to marry, survive. Yep. Okay, so he says they're going to have a national lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So she reads the details. No one over the age of 50.
Yeah.
And they do it based on your social security number.
Yeah, because in the now, lotto.
Okay, so in Australia, we have a thing called the tax file number, which I'm assuming is the same as what they have of their social security number.
No, I feel like it's more akin to our Centrelink customer number, reference number.
So, do children have a social security number? I would think not.
They do, but not automatically when they're born.
No, but...
Here anyway.
Yeah, like we don't have social security numbers.
No, we have reference number, say, to Centrelink, which I feel like social security is the same
I'm
thing.
I'm just going to...
And I know for the kids, kids got their customer reference numbers with Centrelink when I had to set them up for something or other. So they don't automatically have one when they're born. But kids would not count in the draft. I would assume
the dependents are bonuses.
Wow. Okay, most people apply for their child's social security number at birth, usually at a hospital. Wow, okay, so they actually do have them. Mm. I thought they were just sacrificing children.
Yeah.
So.
But still, it doesn't work out.
It's so not going to work out, because you know what? What if they call out your number and you're the only one in that family?
Or your child. They call out the baby's one and then they omit the parents.
Exactly. Sorry, I thought it was like a tax file number.
Yeah, no. It's more Social Security is more for things like benefits.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyway,
stuff like that. But I didn't think everyone got one.
No.
Because okay. That's not how it works in Australia.
So okay, so if you've got one, like if your kid gets called out, are they doing it by maybe they just put all the Social Securities of the one family together?
Possibly.
And do it out in the draft. Possibly. So I don't know how this draft thing works.
Know. Feels like it's just a lottery.
I don't know, but it's a lottery.
If your number's called, it's yours called.
Yeah, it's a lottery. Yeah. But you know what they do a lot of the time? So when they were doing, and it wouldn't work this way, but when they were doing, say, the conscription for Vietnam and Australia, what they did is they called out birth dates. And anyone had that birth date was within a certain age group was called up, right? Mm. So I would think that would be the more logical way to do it, is just to pull a birth date out.
Possibly, yeah.
And then go, okay, there is 365 days in a year, and there is this many million people in America, which means that we must on average have whatever number of birth dates. So maybe it's 3 or maybe it's 2 or whatever it is. It's a certain number. And they just call those birth dates, and that you have to be between the age, or to be under the age of 50. But then it wouldn't work still, because what if a child is there? What if a one-year-old child is there? There's no way
of knowing how many people are going to have that birthday, so they can estimate how many they call out.
So if they pull it, this algorithm that works out the social security things would have to factor in, like, who's a child, who's not a child. And you can't just call one individual person. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Mm. They just sort of throw it out there, and then they never come back to it in this movie.
Yeah.
So
that works. That
logistically, this does not work.
No, it does not.
They should make people silent auction for it.
That's right. God. Oh, fucking, it's like the purge all over again.
Yeah. Oh, she'd just purge for it.
I said, what if she... Fuck, stop it. What if she'd rather die than marry Leo? He does say the only chance to survive is with him. Oh, so romantic.
I wrote, marry me or die. The ultimate shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
It's called a meteor wedding.
Married at meteor site. There you go.
It's the ultimate shotgun wedding. It's like, marry me or you'll die. Or
you'll die. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look, I would be, like, I have my limits. Like, I'm married happily.
Yeah.
But if I was single, I would not go and say it's something like married at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd give that a go. If it meant that I had a surviving chance, sure.
What would happen if Leo became Cody Brown and just married like multiple women?
Well, the depends what state he's in, whether it would recognize.
Well, he wasn't in Utah, so
it'd be interesting.
If he's in Arizona, it'd be all right.
These are all my 8 wives. Oh, okay.
I don't know what state they live in. I can't tell.
Arizona at the moment.
No, not the Browns. Place. Not Cody Brown.
Sorry, I thought we were still on Sister Wives.
No, we're not talking about Sister Wives. This is Sister Wives, by the way, if you want to know. Cody Brown and his
tribe of
Browns. I don't know how many wives he has now.
He has, I believe, 2.
Well, I believe he has 1, but that's...
Well, yeah, legally he has 1.
Yeah. But he's
1.5.
Yeah, but who knows? At this point, who knows how many wives he's got? He's running out of wives, this guy.
He is, I know. Started off with 4 and he's down to 1.
He's down to best 2.
Yeah.
Whereas,
can we just say, you've had 1 and you've maintained that 1?
I know, I'm 100%.
Yeah.
I'm batting 100% with this one.
Yeah.
So, what if he does become like a Cody Brown and he marries, like, he marries the mum?
Yes.
And he marries the baby woman? Brother. And he gay rights, he marries her father as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He just marries them all.
Yeah.
Marriage certificates for all. Yeah. He marries half the street.
Yes. You get a marriage.
What if her friend, right, like say she's got friends at school. I imagine she's got them.
Yes.
And what if she goes, oh, can I marry him too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you share your husband with me?
Share your husband with me.
Yeah.
I tell you, they have the most romantic kiss, even though I don't know if they're really dating that much.
No, I don't think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they were like friends, but they weren't at that stage.
I don't think they're at that stage. No. And the way she kisses him at that wedding is a little bit It's a bit church tongue. Mm-hmm. It's close to porno tongue.
Yeah. It's graphic.
It's quite.
It was kind of like the way you kissed me when we were when the movies for this movie.
At Deep Impact. I know. Yep. Well, not quite. I had a lot more tongue than my one, but yeah.
Yep.
I did attack your face.
You did a little.
So.
Thank you for saying it that
so
way.
I've got the part where they turn up to pick them up, the soldiers, same. Whatever.
I said, what if Leo had got official paperwork saying that the girl's parents could go?
Yeah.
Why would you not get that in writing?
He should get that in writing.
One thing I've learned in my life is verbal agreements mean shit.
I feel like there's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
But they're running out of time, and the response in the 90s, you can't just get an email in the 90s.
She was borderline even going to go.
Yeah.
He checked the marriage certificate. That's yes. it. She shouldn't have gone.
No, she shouldn't have. No. So what if they just done fake marriage certificates and things?
Yeah.
What if he had said, that's my father, like, you know, he'd got his dad on there and whatever, and they said, no, that's my dad, and then they just sort of all threw them all on there.
Yeah.
Also, what if the soldier was more like a bouncer, and mm-hmm. he just stood at the front with his arms crossed?
Yeah.
And he just like,
nah, we're
not,
full.
Not with those shoes, mate.
Yeah, that'd be really good, actually. You're not coming anywhere. We're at capacity. I can see the seats of the bus. I don't care.
So the parents, his dad, mum, and baby, and the baby,
yes,
they get on. The little sister.
Yes.
And he gets on the bus. So what if he decides not to get on the bus?
Yeah.
And he stays with her?
Yeah.
That probably changes a little bit about that.
Yes.
What if she decides to get on the bus with him?
Mm-hmm.
And take the little sister?
Take her little brother? Yeah.
Like, because
she should be allowed to take the little brother.
Yeah, but, you know, she said, this is my baby. They're not going to fucking check that.
Oh.
They're not going to check. They're in a hurry. They just want to get people on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, or they probably just survive and the parents still die.
Yeah.
So it doesn't change anything, but it just stops the ending being the way it is.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get on, then I don't know if his parents bother to get on. So his parents probably die because they're not going to be able to get away.
No.
And once again, like we said before, if these people as a group had decided to leave earlier and get to higher ground, then they would have been fine. I'm surprised that not more people had left much earlier. Because I remember, not that this is the same thing, this was a delusions of someone who was a little bit strange, but I remember when the world was supposed to end in like 2000 or whatever, I don't know what year, it was one of these things, I can't remember what it was, but I remember a former high school teacher of ours had told us all, I think it was 99 or whatever, had told us all that his plan was he was going to go to this property out in the middle of nowhere. It was up in this mountains area or something. And they had a cabin. They were gonna basically stay there. They had supplies. And when the world ended, they were out of way of civilization. So they might have better chances of surviving, right? And he was a little bit mental because he said that. But it made sense, right? Now, that's the first thing. If we had a news thing that came on right now saying that there's a meteor coming and it's going to probably hit the oceans and there's going to be this thing of water, so many meter high water, the first thing we would do is we would make our way up to the mountains or past the mountains, right? Yep. It's the first thing you do.
Yep.
Now, these people have had months to think about doing and have not done it.
No, because they were told this thing was going to work.
Yeah, but what if they had...
Which rather, is very unrealistic.
Now, basically, Leo thinks he's going to save everyone by appealing and he's been called and everything's going to happen. Like, when they call the lottery thing, that's after they've seen it hasn't worked, right? So he knows. Now, at that point, everyone would be getting in their cars and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They wait until the day of and then they get in their cars and leave. That's like weirdos leaving on Easter Sunday to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yes.
You don't do that.
No, it's just very silly. They had plenty of time to get out of there. It's very, very true. What is it?
I've got my next one is when the father turns up for Jenny, who's the reporter.
Jenny, her mum has killed herself.
Yes.
And for some fucking reason, even though the world is ending, she has to go and ID her mum and take her possessions.
Because everything, like the president says, everyone's going to work and doing what they're doing.
Yeah, no one's not working.
I love the taxi drivers just working, like, as if you'd fucking
the kid was upset that his girlfriend didn't go to school.
Yeah.
Why would you be sending your kids to school? Yeah. I don't know. I would not be.
Okay, just I think some people are just burying their heads in the sand.
Yeah, just don't believe it.
Just don't believe in it. Yeah. Oh, see, that's what would happen. Do you remember that movie, Don't Look Up?
Yeah.
That's more realistic than this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because in this movie, there would be people saying, this is bullshit, this is not happening, whatever. I mean, you can see it's happening.
Yeah.
But there would, excuse me, but there would be people who were trying to say, oh, the government aren't telling you everything, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. There would be people like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I've got, what if Jenny doesn't fall for his obvious Photoshop? So he shows her a photo, and it's the most obvious Photoshopped photo I've ever seen.
Yeah. Before that,
she's
waiting in the rain
and
her dad comes up.
Yeah.
And I said, what if she couldn't catch a taxi so fast as to dramatically leave her father?
Yeah, in the rain.
Gee, that was convenient.
It was really good, wasn't it?
It was perfectly timed. Taxi, stop, stop, stop. You know, she got it perfectly. It was just very well timed. Just as he's walking to try and grab her, it all worked out quite well. Now we get on to the shot of the bunker, the opening of the bunker.
Yes.
And you can see quite clearly that they are taking two of every animal.
Yes.
And I thought, what if taking two of every animal did mean that species would be saved and not inbred with defects?
Yes, that's not right.
No.
It does not work.
So these two animals are going to just breed themselves to death.
Can I just say...
Then what?
Let's just put it this way. Noah's Ark... Fictional story. I'm putting it out there. Fictional story.
Crazy.
You cannot just have two of an animal.
Yep.
Because there is things such as genetic diversity mm-hmm. that you must have. Now, if you had to survey them, if you had to save a bunch of animals, I can't remember the exact numbers, but there is a certain point when you say an animal is endangered.
Yes,
And another point when you actually say it's extinct.
Extinct, because if there's one or two left, there's no point.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There still might be some alive, but they're still technically extinct because they won't be able to survive.
No, no.
And I believe the number is maybe two or three.
Yeah.
It's a certain amount, right? Yeah. I don't know how many it is, but it's not, like, it's more than you think.
Yeah. And some of these animals could be the Lisa of David of flamingos.
Yeah.
And just have nothing but girls.
That's true. What if we had all girls?
Yeah. Are they going to start breeding the girls with the father?
They would.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
That's going to be real good.
Yeah, not ill factor there at all.
Yeah, flamingos notoriously.
Would they do that naturally? I don't think some of these animals, not saying flamingos specifically, but say even penguins, I don't think they would find themselves in a situation where they would... Start breeding with
two. If you had two of every animal,
pair off a mate for life, and that's it.
If you had two of every animal species would not survive.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I'm obviously not that kind of scientist, so I don't know. But I know enough that that's true.
Yeah,
we could actually ask Natalie, our daughter, who is very good about.
We don't need to though.
But we
it's
know
quite.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the same with humans. They have defects.
But if you had two drop bears,
well, that would be the Australian bunker.
I'm just thinking, what would the Australian animals you'd have to put
in
your
bunker. It'd be a shitload of bears. There'd be koala bears. There'd be drop bears. There'd be Bundy bears.
Caramello koala bears.
Oh, I was going to say Caramello.
Freddo frogs.
Yeah.
You probably have some red snakes.
Yeah.
Maybe some green snakes if
you don't
mind.
You've got to have two red back spiders so that you could, you know, get something under your dunny seat.
That's right. You got to have the reddies.
Maybe some stick insects you say them out there, mate.
Yep. You could see a stick out there.
Yep. If it was an insect, yeah. Actually, stick insects are the only thing that you could take two of and you would have.
Yeah, because they just...
They clone themselves.
They just cloned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the only thing that would survive, probably.
All the different bacteria.
Anything that can clone themselves is the best way to go.
They'd all be fine. The cockroaches survive anyway.
Fucking sheep. We'd have heaps of sheep.
Well, we'd have Dolly 100 times.
Yeah, we'd just clone them.
Well, that's the whole thing, too. Like, you'd want to keep...
There's not
a sheep or a cow. Yeah. There's like all these different types of them.
Yeah.
Like there's, I don't know how many different types of things there are. Also, none of the insects are surviving. We're not keeping insects there.
Yeah.
So like we're just going to go through without bees or, you know, flies or all these things that actually do stuff and create their own environment. Like this world, if this thing had hit 2 years later, this world is dying within the next 10 years.
Mm.
Like there is nothing left because... No. Humans will not have any animals to eat or help, you know, do all kinds of things.
Yeah, no pollination.
Plus,
no
2 years is not enough. If an extension level event does not go for 2 years.
Yes, yeah.
The science in this movie is so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is a popcorn Hollywood movie.
Yeah, it's trying to keep it a bit upbeat.
So, hope. I've got, and I don't know where this comes in, what if there was some kind of election for this politician at some point?
Mm.
This president, what happens if the election was due? Is he holding an election?
Whilst in the bunker.
Before the bunker. Is he holding an election before this bunker?
No, I don't think so.
They go to emergency powers. If his term finishes, say he's on his second term, right? The American thing says you can only do two terms.
Yeah.
So if he's on his second term and then 6 months into the bunker thing, all of a sudden his term would be up.
Mm-hmm.
Is he just going, sorry, got to hold on for 2 years?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I just don't know. Okay, so I'm going to jump to the next bit, which is them on the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something between? I don't think
I only just thought, what if the Messiah tried to do their plan of doing the second lot of thing with their nukes?
Yeah.
Whilst down from Earth they launch the missiles?
Yes.
Which end up doing nothing, yes. But it could have easily hit them.
That's true, yes.
And destroyed the last chance ditch effort.
That's true, they could have blown up their own thing. Yeah,
because there was no communications with Earth at that point.
So they decide that they're going to run into it,
mm-hmm.
right? And they say, someone has a little throwaway line saying, I think it's the pilot lady, and she says, the good thing is at least we're all going to have high schools named after us.
Yeah.
And I went, what if they had unusual names? Yeah. Like, what if one of their names was high school?
Yeah.
So they had high school.
Yeah.
Or if their name was like...
Jeremy Dropout
High School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, okay.
Then the kid, I've got the next one where Leo...
Yeah.
...makes his way... to their house and finds the motorcycle keys.
Yes.
And I thought, what if the motorcycle had no fuel in it?
Yep.
Because it was.
What if he'd taken the motorcycle with him? He'd loaded it on the back of the truck. The dad. What if he had loaded it on the truck?
He had no way of getting there. He had no way of getting there. Yep. And then we jump to Leah Tione. Yeah, I like Leah Tione. Leah Tione. She's escaping and evacuating the building.
Yes.
If she doesn't see her co-worker and her daughter in the daycare on her way out.
I said, what if she just leaves Beth and child behind?
Yeah.
She's going to give up her spot at that point. When she sees her, she goes, nah, I'm giving this up my her, spot.
Yeah. She was pretty convinced at that point, but I don't think if she hadn't saw them.
If she doesn't grab the child and leave, if she just tries to reason with her, she's not going. That woman's not going to take her spot, right?
Oh, I think she wants to.
I think she wants to too.
Yeah, but she wanted to.
What if she could hold on to that part of the chopper?
Oh, yes.
You know that part?
Yeah, that part. I know that part.
What if she could just hold on to that part of the chopper?
They're so finicky, helicopters. They really aren't. I know. They aren't used for evacuating lots of people.
No.
They're not built. They're not designed properly.
What if Tiliona had decided to stay in the news building?
Yeah.
Rather than going to the beach?
So those buildings all seem to go underwater, with the exception of the top of the Twin Towers.
Yes. And then, they get pushed over.
Yeah.
Quite. Okay, so... we haven't quite got to there, but when we get the destruction, mm-hmm. we want to have a discussion about stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
So
he's on his motorbike and he's trying to go through kilometres and kilometres of traffic.
Yeah, trying to find the right person.
Yeah. What if he couldn't spot Sarah and her family? Like, come on.
What if Leo doesn't hear her
when
she yells out? Because there's lots of people beeping horns and driving and...
plus, this is a highway, a freeway with eight lanes of traffic.
And they're all just everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, people are just everywhere.
They're using the opposite side of the road to get where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he manages to find the right side of the road. Well,
he drives through.
They're on the left side of the road, by the way.
Yeah, he drives through a path. Which is the wrong side
for them. Yeah.
And she yells out to him. And he hears her.
Yes.
How does he hear her?
Oh, it's because...
he's already driven past her.
Remember, they're married at this point.
Oh,
a husband can hear his wife miles away.
Did she tell him to take the garbage out?
Maybe. Maybe that. Or maybe he said he couldn't find the sour cream and it was right there in the fridge right in front of him.
What if he said that we haven't got any brown sugar and she went and bought some and then said, yes, we do. Now we have two brown sugars.
Yeah, that. He would have heard that from much further away.
I've heard that for the last 6 months. What if once they decide to give the baby to her and everything that he instantly stacks it on the bike.
Throws him off balance.
He almost does, right?
Don't even get me started by the fact that he's like 2-3 car lengths ahead.
Yeah.
He puts the bike on its kickstand, leaves the keys in it, runs over to her.
Yes.
As if someone wouldn't fucking take
someone
that.
Someone would have stolen that bike.
I would have taken that and tried to get to higher ground with that.
Exactly.
That is mental that no one
people
takes his bike.
People would be climbing over each other. This is the thing too.
They're all sitting in their cars patiently waiting for traffic to move.
Some people are walking the opposite direction back towards where it's going to come from.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It's like a traffic jam, right? So you know when you watch a movie and there's like a traffic jam and people just kind of get out of their cars and they know it's eventually going to be fine or whatever. Yeah. It's like that.
Yes.
But imagine that, but you know that within the next few minutes something is going to kill you if you don't get out of there.
We went to Queensland for our honeymoon.
Oh, God.
And as we were coming back home, there was an accident and the
Pacific Highway was stopped.
Stopped.
And this was like midnight.
Yeah.
This was like middle of the night.
We
right?
had nowhere to go. Yeah. Everything was full. So we turned the engine off and we opened the doors and we just sat.
For 45 minutes we just waited there, right? Yeah. Didn't know what was happening and then the traffic
went. We
walked
around for a bit and the traffic started to move off and then we took off.
Yeah.
But if I knew that there was danger coming from behind us, I would not have sat there for 45 minutes.
No, don't sit there for 45 minutes. You would have run uphill.
Yeah.
You would have just tried to run up to the wherever you're going to go.
Yeah.
Like everyone runs eventually. Once it hits, they run.
I know. They all watch the media come down. No, I don't understand why there's no
people
urgency.
Would be running and they would be pushing each other over.
Yeah. They'd be stepping on each other's faces to get out of the way. Then we got, then the water hits. So it's
the water hits the water.
Yeah. Well, the water hits everybody.
Yes.
The asteroid hits the water. The water hits everybody.
Okay. So this is the first asteroid. Mm. This is the first meteor, whatever it's called, comet.
Yeah.
They're all different. Or whatever they're called.
Let's say meteor.
Yeah. So this one hits the water and creates like a tidal wave, as they call it, right?
Tsunami.
Now, if...
Oh, no, that's earthquake.
Yeah, I think you could probably call it that. It's the same kind of thing. It's a wave. It's an energy wave in the water.
Yeah.
So it hits all the landmarks
of
New York. That's the only thing they show is New York, right?
Yeah.
They don't show anything else.
No, just
now,
the city.
Now, hits a bunch of buildings. Then there's, you can see it hits like the Twin Towers, which at this point, still existed. And it hits them and it pushes them sideways. Now, they're very, very long, tall buildings, right? There's a lot of smaller buildings that it also hits. Now, it shows like water going between all the buildings. And you would think that if you were further back in the city, in a maybe tall enough building, that you could probably seal yourself in it and you might be able to survive. Or those buildings will have basements. If you could effectively seal the basement, right? Mm-hmm. You could probably stay under the water for like the day, let the water run through, let the water recede, and you probably would survive.
Don't know
right?
how to seal it.
Yeah, but like you've got months to do this, right?
Yeah.
If you've got months to do this, say you're a building in New York and you've got like, I don't know, 100 people living in this building. And
people need air. You can't make something airtight.
No, okay. But you could, they have bunkery kind of, they have basements and things, right?
Yeah, but they're not meant to be, to hold water.
I know they're not meant to, but you could, people could have preparation and they could get away.
I suppose.
Right? So I don't think that everyone would die in their cities, but it would be pretty bad.
Preparation is also based on your status, how much money you have.
True. Okay.
It's very much the purge. People who have more money do better, and the people that don't have money won't,
very
won't
true.
Do so well.
Okay, so then we hear about the plan. We're going to go tell the plan to someone else.
Yeah, yes.
So then they get to talk to their loved ones.
Yes.
And they're all having a discussion.
Emotional part of the movie.
Yeah, all emotional. Yeah. They're all, I'm going to haunt you, all this sort of stuff like that.
It's so emotional.
And then the blind guy, the guy who's now blind,
yeah.
His partner doesn't make it in time, but she makes it in time.
Yes.
And she yells out, wait, 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 wait.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if they did wait?
Yeah.
And it killed everyone.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I don't think they could have waited.
No, they couldn't.
The asteroid was coming towards them.
It was
and they
coming
were going
anyway.
There, so she
they
just basically
really
was just
wait.
Like, no, I would be like, I'm coming. Please tell me I'm coming.
She had enough time to buy him a little stuffed toy space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's described, He's got a little rocket, mm-hmm. is what he says, or something like that. And I went, what if the black guy was got a pedo that was looking at his cock, at the baby cock?
He took his dick out. What?
Put his dick out. He's got a little furry rocket. He's got a
little rocket.
He's got a fuzzy rocket.
So, yes, they obliterate the asteroid and then the two kids and the baby make it up onto the hill away from the water.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we get the voiceover of the presidential speech.
Oh, don't go to that just yet.
Not yet?
No, not just yet. So I've got a thing about this. There's a cavern, right? So they drive into they fly this ship into the cavern of the thing and it blows up. Now, if instead of them just launching nuclear weapons from inside, if what they had done is, say, create maybe 5 to 10 of these, maybe not the same rocket, but rockets that had nuclear things in them, that they could basically pilot not without people in it. They could pilot them from the International Space Station.
Yes.
Then what they could have done is they could have effectively fired a bunch of, rockets at this thing sequentially in order to go bang, 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 and just shift this thing off its course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that wouldn't have been a better plan than what they did.
Yeah.
Because firing rockets from on Earth just randomly towards it when they're all just going everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, why did the rockets fail? Like, why did the missiles fail?
I don't know, it just did nothing.
Surely missiles would have done a bit more than a space shuttle with four things, right? Four nuclear heads, which weren't that big.
Mm-hmm.
Surely if these missiles are showing. You've also got
the fuel on board.
Yeah.
You've got the jet rockets from the actual space shuttle.
Yeah. So what if they? Just to it. What if they set a bunch of them at this asteroid?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Although I don't know if there's any ones that can't be manned by people.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably would have sent
monkeys and dogs.
Yeah. Oh, they probably would have actually. Yeah. Okay, so we get the speech from the president.
Yeah, I said, what if a presidential speech could be a previously on Deep Impact? It's like he was giving us basically a synopsis of what happened. This happened. Oh, yeah, it didn't just affect us. It affected Europe and other countries, and Canada and Hawaii and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, just had to add that in just to make sure it felt more realistic.
So my last one is, what if they didn't just steal the ending from Independence Day?
Yeah.
Because basically it's a city. It's them rebuilding.
Yeah.
In the background, while the president is on a podium telling them all that everything will be okay and we will rebuild from now.
Yes.
That is exactly the same ending as Independence Day,
which
is another big budget movie
from
2 years earlier.
Yeah.
This movie came out, I'm fairly sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but this movie came out around the Independence Day holiday. Now, in the 90s, it was like every year there would be one or two really massive, 4th of July movies.
Yeah.
And this was the one for 1998.
Yeah.
And it basically was like, we had 1996, we had Independence Day, and they're like, we want to do that again, except this time we want to do it with asteroids, with, comets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they basically made the same kind of thing twice. There was something they had to stop, and they did it by being clever and whatever, and someone gave up their life. Like in both movies, someone gives up their life to blow up the thing that's going to kill everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president gets up at the end while they're rebuilding the American city. And you can see the scaffolding behind him and we're going to rebuild. And, the uplifting speech. And you're like, God, just really?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I found it really funny because you said, they got kind of just threw a bone out to everyone else. Like, other shit happened.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like other countries, I think I might have said it earlier. I don't know if I did say it. Other countries would have found this as well. They would have seen it. Yeah. Yeah. So there would be other leaders that would be, whatever things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah. This egocentric American stuff. So I don't get it. Focused. I love that that's what they want to do. They're making the movies, but come on, guys. You would be happy about your movie doing well overseas, I would imagine. Or you only care about your own country.
They only care about Americans.
Yeah, there seems to be that way.
That was what these movies were made for, the Independence Day long weekend in America.
Yeah. Well, this is my last one, and I just thought, what if this fuck the government And all those people that were left out of the, they felt gypped about this whole lottery thing and that they were going to be abandoned.
Yep.
What if they revolted?
Yes.
And,
they would be revolting.
Yep. And catch the government while they've got nothing on. They've got no leg to stand on, no White House, no none of those buildings.
They do have a military still, but yes. Start
from scratch. Yeah,
what if a military dictatorship, a military coup happened?
Yeah, that's probably what would have happened.
Some leader, some guy. I don't see how
they've managed to rebuild society at that stage. It would have been absolute mayhem. It would have been likened to what happened right before it. It would have been martial law, shit on the streets, people, you know.
What if they did have an election campaign and that day it had been announced that he'd won again and he said, from now on, this day will be known as our election day.
This will be known as Wet Day.
Wet Day. Yes.
Well, that was deep impact.
That was impactful.
It didn't impact me much.
Didn't it?
No.
No?
No. Probably, maybe if there was Johnny Depp's in it, that would have been better.
Oh. Yeah.
But, you know.
Hey, you selected it, so it's your problem.
I know, I did, but I'm still saying it's truth.
So, this is the month of May.
Yep.
And I picked a movie that I thought you would really enjoy last time.
Yep.
And I picked Please Come In. You picked this one because that's sentimental things. And I had I have no idea what I was going to pick. So, I just went, what's a movie that has something in it that I like?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have gone with, I think it's 2016. It might be the newest movie we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a movie called Banditas.
Ooh.
Because it has Selma Hayek and it has Steve Zahn. And
fair enough.
Selma Hayek and Steve Zahn and Penelope Cruz and...
Yep.
It, I don't know. We're doing that.
We're doing the sequel to... Shit.
To shit.
No, what's that movie called?
Oh, it's A Shiny Enemies. Yeah. What's it called?
Fools?
Chain of Fools.
Chain of Fools.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing that. It was between that and 54. And I wasn't sure which way I should go.
54.
Because 54 has, that's the one with Ryan Phillippe and...
Oh, okay.
And Mike Myers. It's about...
Studio 54.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Studio 54.
Yes.
But I decided to go with Banditas.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed a bit of deep impact
day. Hope it impacted your day.
You say it like we're constipating people. I don't know what it's saying. No, not about compacted.
Impacted.
I know. It's the way you're saying it. It's making me feel like I need to drink more water.
I think you do.
But yeah, go and have a glass of water. Make sure you've had your two liters of the day. And we will see and not see you. We will talk to you.
Oh, you did it.
I did it. Because I looked at you and channeled what you were thinking. We will talk to you next week. So, bye.
Bye.
You're an idiot.
Impact.